ve salatu ve selamu ala nebiyyina Muhammedin ve ala alihi ve ashabihi ve azvacihi ecmain. Amma ba'd fa auzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Rabbişrah li sadri ve yessir li amri ve ahlul ukdeten min lisani yefkahu kavli. Rabbi zidni ilmen ecmain inşallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nice to see you, brothers and sisters. We'll start from lesson 21, exercise 7. This is a very interesting exercise. You should try to do it on a separate piece of paper. And inshallah, these sentences will help you build your skill for construction of new sentences. All we have to do is bring about a proper mudari'ah. And because lam is there, that mudari'ah will become majzum. Sahih? Inshallah. Lam will make mudari'ah majzum. Ya'akhi. Now see, if we read the sentence, then we come to ya'akhi. Means somebody is in front of us. Sahih? And then we have Lughat al-Arbiyata. So how? What do you want to ask him? Study. Ha, mashallah. Alam tadrus? Alam tadrus al-Lughat al-Arbiya? Fi baladika ya akhi? How will you translate? Did you not? Because lam will take the mudari'ah into Madi. That is very important. Didn't you learn Arabic language in your country, oh my brother? Got the idea? So the verb is tadrus. Inshallah. Tadrusil. Because you want to join it. But it is tadrus. Fe'lun mudari'un majzumun bithukun fa'il mustatir takdiruhu anta. Now is man kasara mir'ata. Ya Ali, what is mir'ata? Mirror. Who broke this mirror? O Ali. Again we are talking to him. So Ya Ali, man kasara. We are asking him. So he will now reply. What is his reply? La adri. I don't know. Ana, no, I, lam, aksir, kasara, yaksiru. That is what kind of bab is this? Bab darab. Okay? Fataho, kasarin. Are you with me? Fataho, kasarin. Bab daraba. Daraba, yadribu, kasara, yaksiru. Ana, lam, aksir, ha. That is Yama Fulun Bihi. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? If you write it, these are such beautiful sentences, brother. It will build your, inshallah, vocabs plus your ability to construct sentences. Now you got to watch carefully. Akharaja tullabu min al fasli ya Hamid. Now we are talking about third person, you know. La lam yakh. Ruju, because now it's a jama, tulab, lam yakhruju. How will you describe lam yakhruju? Fi'lun, mudari'un, majzumun, bihadhfi noon. Where is the file? Wow. See, once you understand, it's so simple. And it will give you a special pleasure in your heart. Now you are understanding it and figuring out. And this will happen in the Quran with you. Inshallah, you will understand the same way in the Quran, inshallah. You will know in the Quran when the noon has been dropped or when it is majzoom. All these things will be within your reach, inshallah. Sentence number 4 is Kalatil mudarrisatu, Kalatil mudarrisatu lil mudir, lil mudirati. The lady teacher said to the headmistress, Inna ha'ulai talibati. Brother Vaital Ivati. But why Talibati? Inna. It is a badal. So, you know, because ha'ulai is mansub. Because it is ismu inna. So if the badal comes after ha'ulai, it is also mansub. So it became talibati. Huh? It's mansub. Huh? Talibati. You see, Jama Muannas Salim. Like Jama Mudhakar Salim has its own declension. Jama Muannas Salim has its own declension. What is that declension? Talibatun, Talibatin. And again Talibatin. Twice. Huh? So the sentence will tell us whether that tin is majrur or mansub. Here inna has come. And haulai, like ismu ishara, all ismu ishara, mabni. Huh? So in book 3, we will be doing something like this. Ha'ulai, ismu ishara, mabniun ala kasra. And then we will say, fi mahalli, rafin or nasbin or jarrin, according to its position. Now here it has come after inna, so it is mansub. So then I will say, if I have to describe it, ha'ulai ismu ishara mabniun ala kasra, because it ends with a ha'ulai. And fi mahalli nasbin, because it is mansub and it is ismu inna. It's very easy. It's very easy. Remember, when something is mabni, then we will be using this phrase, fi mahalli. Because we have to describe, is it marfu? Is it mansu? Is it majru? Because mabni doesn't show us proper ending, you know, whether it is marfu or mansu or majru. So we will be watching, inshallah. Inna haulai talibati lam yak tubna kataba. Yaktubu, yaktubna. Got the idea, brother and sister? Inshallah. Lam yaktubna. Wajibati. Again, wajibati. Why wajibati? Jama muannas salim. Mafulun. Now it is mafulun bihi. Got the idea, brother and sister? Inshallah. Yeah. Now, ila hadikatil haywanati amsi. Nahnu lam nazhab. This is easy. Nahnu lam nazhab. How will you translate? We did not go. Huh? Huh? Or we could have said, Nahnu ma zahabna. Huh? And this is a more eloquent way of saying, Nahnu lam nazhab. Huh? Inshallah. Now the next one is, Kanasat ukhti gurfataha. She swept her room. Walam. No. Lam, we are talking about her. We are talking about her. Third person. Lam taknus. Lam taknus. Gurfati. She did not clean my room. Okay? Heard the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Taknus. Now we are addressing Ya Sadatu. What is Sadatu? Plural of Sayyidu. Gentleman. More than two. Okay. Who are in front of us. They have come to your house. You have offered them some fruit. And they are sitting quietly. So what are you going to say? Ta'kul. Lima lam ta'kulu al-fawakiha. The fruit ya sadatu. O gentleman. What is the translation? Why didn't you eat? Why did you not eat the fruit? Because you left fruit with them, you come back, they haven't touched it. Okay, so we are asking, why didn't you eat fruit? Okay? Now we are talking to Ya Salma. Now she is in front of us. Ma'ana. Ma'ana hadihil kalimati. Ma'ana hadihil kalimati. Salma. Alam ta'rifi. Ta'rifina will become ta'rifi. Fi'lun mudari'un majzumun bi hadfi nun. And where is the file? Ya is the file. Ya means anti. Mashallah. I hope you are understanding 100% inshallah. Because it's not difficult. A little bit of thinking. You need vocabs. Inshallah. Now, ran al jarasu alan. The bell rang now. Walamma. What will you say? Why will you say yakhruju and why will you not say yakhruj, or why will you say yakhruj and why will you not say yakhruju? Yakhruj. Yakhruj. Why will you say yakhruj? Because Musdarisun is the file there. If you say yakhruju, you will end up having two files. No, that we can't have it. So it will be yakhruj. Okay? Verb will be singular. Okay? وَلَمَّا يَخْرُجْ جِلْمُدَرِّسُونَ مِنَ الْفُسُولِ. Now we are talking to all the girls in front of us. يَا بَنَاتُ. And Nawafiza, what do you do with Nawafiza? Open. Lima, why? Lam taftahna. Lima, lam taftahna. Why didn't you open the windows, O girls? Lima, lam taftahna. They are in front of you. Antunna. Are you with me? See, somebody is in front of you. Then it is antunna. If somebody is away from you, then it is hunna. So here it is antunna. Lima lam taftahna. How will I describe taftahna? Lam has come. Fi'lun mudhari'un mabni'un ala sukun. Fi mahalli jazmin. Mashallah. See, now hunna and antunna, we'll have to say mabni and then figure out what is their position. Is it marfu, mansub, or majroob? And then accordingly you will say fi mahali, raf'in, nasbin, and jazmin. Here it is jazmin because of lam. Alhamdulillah. Right. Now, waziru min landana. Lam rajia. Raja, yarji'u, lam yarji'. Lam yarji'il waziru min London. He did not return from London. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Number 8, brother, this is real halwa puri for you. Okay, this is da khattan wahidan taht al mubtada. Okay. One line under Mubtada, wa khattaini taht al khabar. And wadbut awakhiraha. And put the proper vowel signs at the end. Brother, are you ready? Brother Hassan, al ma'u kalilun. Where shall I put one line and where shall I put two lines? MashaAllah. So one line and two lines. MashaAllah. Excellent. Brother Abdul Samad, Suadu, that is sister. Suadu Mumarridatun. Okay. Suadu Mumarridatun. Mumarridatun. Translation, brother? No, is a nurse.
Is a nurse.
Mumarridatun is a nurse. Okay. And brother Hassan, what is your translation? Al-Ma'u Kalilun?
Little
water. What is less? What is less? Brother Abdul Mukim? Ah, there is very sad. The coffee is cold. The coffee is cold. Okay. Mubtada. Barid and Khabar. Okay. See, Mubtada and Khabar are matching. Bonus, bonus. Brother Salim? Al-Nujumu. Al-Nujumi Jamilatun. Where is Mubtada? Al-Nujumu. Where is the Khabar? Jamilatun. Are you with me, brother? Translation, the stars are beautiful. Not one star, but the stars are beautiful. Why is Jamilatun? Kullu Jama Manas. Kullu Jama Manas. Fine. Sister Nusrat? Yes. Not permissible. Forbidden. Entry is forbidden. Entry is not permissible. Where is Mubtada? Okay, and Mamnu? Khabar. MashaAllah. Okay, Sister Madina? Yes. Door is closed. Where is Mubtada? Bab? Khabar, MashaAllah. See, now, this is very easy. We are back in book one now. Okay. Sister Rahima? What's the translation, Sister Rahima? Hashem Hushyar. Hashem Hushyar. Yes. Hashem is clever. Intelligent. Fine. Okay, another Halwa Puri, brothers and sisters. Exercise number 9. Mai is distinguish. Mai is means distinguish. Distinguish al jumlat al ismiyata min al jumlat al fi'liyati. Distinguish between nominal sentence and verbal sentence. Okay, brothers and sisters. Whose turn is Sister Arifa? Khadraj al mudarrisu. Jumla failure. What do we look in jumla failure? We look for verb and file. So where is the verb? Where is the file? Mudarisu, marfu. File is always marfu. Sister Maimuna? Yes? Jumla ismiya. What do we look in jumla ismiya? Mubtada and khabar. Where is mubtada? Where is khabar? What is kharaja? Jumla failure. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Excellent. May Allah bless you with more knowledge and all of us, inshallah. You got the idea, brothers and sisters? The translation in English will be same. But in Arabic, we can distinguish them as a two kinds of sentences. Okay. Sister Nasri. Wadahika al-waladu. Jumla failure. Yes. Waladu. Translation? The boy laughed. MashaAllah. Excellent. Sister Menaz? Yes. Jumla Ismiya, Mubtada Khabar. What is the translation? The flower is beautiful. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Okay. Sumayya? Jumla failure. Dakhlat Talibu. What do we look in jumla failure? We look for verb and fa'il and mafulun bihi. But here we have dakhala is fi'al. Where is the fa'il? Atalibu. Very good. Oh, you got such a nice sentence, Sister Fatima. Allahu akbaru. Akbaru. Ismu tafdil. Okay? Fine. Comparative and superlative degree. Here you can say it is superlative degree. Jumla? Jumla Ismiya. What are we looking in Jumla Ismiya? Mubtada and Khabar. Where is our Mubtada? Allah. Where is our Khabar? Akbaru. MashaAllah. Excellent. Now this exercise, brothers and sisters, it's very good exercise. We have never done anything like this before. Inshallah, you will try it and you will think before you answer. What is it? Ayin, point out, specify. Al-ism, the noun, wal-fi'l, the verb, and harf, particle. Fima yali. Well, you know what you should do? You should write a sentence, and then make three columns. And then put everything of the sentence in those three columns. For example, suppose you have already three columns. Maybe I should make, inshallah. First you write the sentence. I will write the sentence. I'll give you one example. Then you'll be doing it on your own. What is the first? وَالطُلَابُ مِنَ الْفَصْلِ. So I will write down like this. خَرَجَ الْمُدَرِّسُ وَالطُلَابُ مِنَ الْفَصْلِ. Okay, then we have three columns, brother. And harf. So what will I will write down here? Al-ism. And I'll write down here al-fi'l. And I'll write down here al-harf. Okay, brother. What is kharaja? Fi'l. So I will write down here kharaja. Okay, and what is al-mudarrisu? Ism. Here we are looking for, of course it is fi'l. So I'll say al-ism. And what is waw? Ata. So I will put waw here. Are you with me? And what is a tullabu? Ism. So I'll put tullabu here. And what is min? Harf. I'll put min here. And what is al-fasl? Ism. This is the way you'll try to do it. We have never done this before. It's very easy. Now, this also gives you a little idea about the division of these three categories of, you know, ism, fi'l, and harf. Remember, in English, we have eight parts of speech, but in Arabic, they are generalized as three. But in ism, we include noun, pronoun, adjectives, adverb, and ismu fi'l, which we haven't learned. We'll learn in book 3. And in fi'l. And in harf, we will have ataf and conjunctions. You know, conjunctions. Ataf is conjunction. So we will have conjunction and prepositions. Okay, so this is important, brothers and sisters. Now remember, when we started our course, this was the first thing I said, that the English language has eight parts of speech, and compared to that, we have three parts of speeches in Arabic, but they represent those eight parts. So inshallah, it will give us some more idea. We didn't go in detail, but now I think you have enough knowledge and you are strong enough to easily figure out these things. And we are going to do it together. So I did the first sentence. And whose turn is? Sister Sukhaina. Sa'azhabu ila al-malabi ba'da darsino. Be very careful, right, brother? Remember, noun consists of noun, pronoun, adjective, adverb. And ismu fi'l, which we haven't done, so it won't come. Okay, sister. No. Sa is a harf. Sa is a harf. So it's a harf. So you will write down sa in the column of harf. Azabuf is fi'al. Ila is harf. Are you with me, brothers? Everybody? Ila is harf. Malabi. Il is ism. Ba'da is ism. Why? Bada is a isa, why? What is Bada? What is Bada? Zarf. And Zarf, Zarf is adverb. They are all ism. Because see, Zarf also, Sister Sukhaina, declines. Anything that declines is a noun. Okay? It, you see, Bada can become Badi and it will also become Badu. It will also become Badu. So it means it is declining. So whenever you have Zarf, there is a noun. Some Zarf are Mabni. Like Amsi. Amsi will always be Amsi. Al-Ana will always be Al-Ana. Hunaka will always be Hunaka. But then there are verbs like Tahta, Fauka, Amama, Khalfa. They will decline. If there is a harf jar in front of them, they will decline. So, Bada is a, Sister Sukhaina, Al-Ism. And then, Darsi is Al-Ism. You got the idea? Alhamdulillah. Sister Hafsa, you are asking Ali. So, what will you say? Afahinta Darsa Ya Ali? Okay. What is a harf? Harf is istifham. Even if you say harf, that's good enough, you know. And if you cannot say istifham, say interrogation for the time being. But it is like written like this. Harfu istifhamin. What is the root of this? Sister, when asked, what is the root of istifham? MashaAllah, brother. We are going to do soon, inshallah, and you will then realize that these three letters, when they come, it denotes form 10. And the root is Fahima. We are going to learn all these things. And let me assure you, it's very easy and very interesting, inshallah. Fahim. So, A is Harfu Istifham. And next word, Fahim. See, Fahim too, you got to divide it now. What is Fahim? Fi'al. And what is tu? Ism. Because this is a pronoun. Are you with me, brother? Fahim too, there is no such thing, brother. Verb is Fahim. So what is tu? Is a pronoun. Means, no, here it is Fahim ta. So what is ta? It's a file, so it's a pronoun. So it is ism. Very good. Adarsa, ism. What is ya? Harf. And what is Ali? Ism. That's the way we will do it, inshallah. Okay? That's the way I like it. Okay. Okay. Naam. What is naam? Harf. Yeah. Fahim tu. So again, fahim, verb, tu is ism. Why we call it ism? Because all pronouns are also categorized in ism. So, Brother Hassan, you have la. Now, reading the sentence, tell me, is it la nafiya or la nahiya? La nahiya, because it's a hukam. La taktub. La, don't write. La taktub bil kalam al ahmari. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So what is la? Harf. Taktub? Fi'l. Taktub is fi'l. Remember? Fine. B, what is B? Harf. Because it is preposition. All prepositions are harf. That's why we call it harf jar. Harfu jarrin. It is actually harfu jarrin. We say harf jar. Harf is there. Fine. And then, Ism and Al-Ahmari? Ism? Ism. Very good. Brother Abdul Samad, Lam?
Lam is harf.
Yes.
Aksaru is fi'l.
Yes. Al-Manadi, La?
This is Ism.
Ism. B?
B is harf.
Harf. Sabuni? Ism. Got the idea, brother and sister? MashaAllah. How will you translate? Lam agsil Manadila Bisabun. How will you translate? No, I did not wash the handkerchief with soap. I did not wash the handkerchief with soap. Very good. Brother Abdul Mukim. Lan azhaba, mashallah. Excellent, excellent. What is lan, brother Abdul Mukim?
Lan is harf.
Harf, mashallah.
Azhaba is fail.
Very good.
Ila harf.
Yes.
Balad is ism. Ya is ism.
Mashallah.
Fi is harf.
Yes.
Mashallah,
mashallah, mashallah. May Allah bless you with more knowledge. Zadakallahu ilman ya Abdul Mukim. May Allah bless you with more knowledge and all of us. Ajmain, inshallah. Brother, see, this is here, how this is how we do it. When you say baladi, there are two words. So we got to break it and describe. Balad is also ism, and ya is a pronoun, and that is also ism. Got the idea? Inshallah. Inshallah. Now, Brother Salim, who yabhasu anil miftah. What is huwa? Ism. Fi'al. Harf. Miftahi is ism. Got the idea, brother? MashaAllah. Excellent. That was excellent. Sister Nusrat. Ma indi kalamun wala kitabun. Yes. Yeah, ism. Zarf, but it is ism. Ya is also ism. Kalam is also ism. Wa is harf. And la is harf. Kitab ism. Got the idea? MashaAllah, excellent. Sister Madina, you got a pan sopari now. Okay, it's a little thing, huh? What is Ana Talibun? Both are ism. Ana ism, Talibun ism. Got the idea? Inshallah, this was a good exercise. We have some idea that how the sentences are constructed, and you will always find in the sentence nouns, verbs, and particles. Inshallah. Now is Allahi. What is Allahi, brothers and sisters? It is a plural of Allati. So we have Allahi and Allati. Both are same. They are plural. Relative pronoun. Okay. Now look at the sentence. At-talibatu Allati. Or Lai. Will be correct. Kharajna min al-fasli al-ana min al-filibbini. Okay. So, now here, brothers and sisters, I will request you to start a bracket from Allati and end the bracket at Al-Ana. So truly speaking, the sentence is At-Talibatu min al-Filippini. That is the sentence. The female students are from Philippines. But now we are describing those female students, you know. So, relative pronouns. And whenever there is a relative pronoun, ismu mawsula, there is a silatul mawsul. Something that will connect it to the relative pronoun. Fine. So, atalibatu, brothers and sisters, mubtada. Allati is here, naat, okay? And then kharajna. Fail. What kind of a verb? Jumla failure. Jumla failure. But what is kharajna? Failun. Madin mabniun ala sukun. That's all. In madi, we don't say anything. Mabni ala sukun. That's it. Because only in mudariya we have moods of mudariya. Marfu, mansub, majzum. We call them moods of mudariya. But madi is mabni. There are no moods, nothing, just straight mabni. فيل مادن فيل أمرن مبنياني مبنياني فيل مادن فيل أمرن مبنياني مبنياني فيل المداري is معربون معربون means it declines معربون remember this فعل المضارع is معرب it has three kinds of mood what are they it can be marfu it can be mansub it can be majzum but never majrur only in mudariya we have moods of mudariya marfu mansub majzum we call them moods of mudariya but madi is mabni there are no moods nothing just straight mabni min al fasli jar majrur al ana zarf so what is kharajna min al fasli al ana no silatul mausul underline it with pencil what will you underline it kharajna min al fasli al ana that is your silatul mausul you will no see what did I tell you if you put it in the bracket and if you remove the whole thing what is left atalibatu min al filibini That is your jar majrur shibu jumla khabar. Now, you know, Sister Sukhaina, we have to understand like that. Think. Brothers and sisters, Arabic language will make you think, will make you smart also. Because your mind is always alert when you are reading Arabic, you know. Because you are always watching for these things, especially Quran, inshallah. Okay. So that is why I told you to put it in a bracket. And then, kharajna min al fasli, if you underline it, and what is this jumla failure doing here? Silatul mausul. What is this jumla failure doing here? Silatul mausul. Got the idea? Alhamdulillah. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to do something that I haven't done it before. I will give you some idea. Even though this verb is dealt in detail in lesson number, I think it is 27 or so. The whole lesson is on these kinds of verb. Okay, but I will start today to show you something. Okay. And because Dr. Abdurrahim is only showing you Madi, I will only do Madi. And also, he has given us three verbs. Okay, what are they, brother and sister? Kala, and then kama, and then zara. Now, look at it very carefully, brother. How many letters are there?
Three.
But where is the fa kalima? Ka. Where is the lam kalima? Lam. And what is in the middle? Alif. And it has a sukun. Are you with me? It has a sukun. It has a sukun. Okay. Now, whenever Ain Kalima has a weak letter, that kind of a verb is called ajwaf. What is it called?
Ajwaf.
Oh, you will remember. Ajwaf. Ajwaf. What is the meaning of ajwaf? Hollow. Meaning the middle of the verb is hollow. I always jokingly say, brothers and sisters, fa kalima, ain kalima, lam kalima. Pet khali hai. Pet mein kuch nahi hai. Are you with me? I say stomach is empty. Okay, hollow. Okay. Now, remember I told you also that in Arabic language, the weak letters are waw and ya. Those are the only two weak letters. But then here there's Aleph, and we still say the verb is weak. So what happens here? In other words, that Aleph either represents vav or it represents ya. Are you with me? There is vav or ya inside it. How do we know? The dictionary will tell you. Or there is another method. What is the other method? That when you make it into mudariya, it will show up. Okay? So, kala, kala, what is the mudariya? Yakulu. We all know it from Quran also. So, here it is something, I am writing it, brothers and sisters. Kala Yakulu. Now, this Yakulu tells me, brother, do you remember? In Mudari also there is a Fa Kalima, Ain Kalima and Lam Kalima. What is Ya? Harfu Mudariya. It has got nothing to do with the root of the verb. So, what is the root of the word? Ka, Va, La. So that vav tells me the Ain Kalima in Madi is also vav. It is also vav. So what is the root? Kavala. What is the root? Kavala. Kavala change into Kala. It is Kavala. Now if it is Kavala, brothers and sisters, Kavala. And if I tell you it is Bab Nasara, what did I say? Bab Nasara. Change this now. It will be Yak Wulu. Nasara Yan Suru. Now, here, brothers and sisters, the vowel sign are changed. If I put a sukoon on vav and dhamma on kaf, how will you pronounce it now? Yakul. What will you say? Yakulu. See, this is how yakulu is done. Now, there are rules for that. But I personally feel at this stage, it is really not important that we should go in detail how they are changing. If you are told, and what I felt it was easy for me, Kala Yakulu, fine. I will remember it, Kala Yakulu. And I will also remember that it was originally Yakulu. It changed into Yakulu. That's good enough for me. Are you with me? But it is Bab Nasara. Now again I emphasize that these are weak letters. They do not conjugate the way we are used to with the sound verbs. There is a major change that takes place. Okay, brothers and sisters. So, I start here, brothers and sisters, with Kala. Let us conjugate. Kala. Next, brother. Kala. Where is the file? Aleph. And then? Kalu. Where is the file? Wow. And then? Kalat. Okay. And then? Kalata. Now remember, I always used to say stop. No more. No more. Okay. Now look at... look at this, brothers and sisters. I'm writing it Kala. Now I have to put Nunu Niswa file. And what is the condition of Nunu Niswa? It will make the Lam Kalima Sukun. So I'm putting here, brothers and sisters, Nunu Niswa. This made this Sukun. And there is already a sukoon on Aleph. You know it, huh? There is a sukoon here. There is already a sukoon there. So there are two sukuns. So then it changed. There is a change here, and what is that? This will be dropped. But that's not the only change. There is another change. And that is it, the fa kalima also changes. Now this is the rule, which is very simple. The rule is very simple. If it is bab nasara, then the fa kalima will get dhamma, that's all. And if it is not bab nasara, then fa kalima will get kasra. That's all, it's very simple. Very simple. When you will do some conjugations, inshallah you will understand. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So what is at hunna? Kulna. And now once you say kulna, means you are on 407. Badrasan, go fast. What will you say? Kulta, kultuma, kultum, kulti, kultuma, kultunna, kultu, kulna. Same. Are you with me? What did you do? Tatamatum, titumatunna, tuna. That's all. Are you with me? We are not doing it. Because here, Dr. Abdurrahim is only mentioning three verbs, and they are both, all of three of them are Bab Nasara. But suppose if it was different. This is a very popular verb, brother. What is it? Ba'a. Very popular verb. Fine. What is the meaning of ba'a? He sold. He sold something. It is a mutaddi. It will need maf'ulun bihi. Now, what is that alif? Is it waw or ya? If it goes into Bab Nasara, then of course I know it is waw. But it does not go. This is Ba'a. Yabiyu. So now this Ya tells me that the Ba'a is actually Ba'a. Are you with me? It tells me now that this is, I have to go into the mudariya to figure out. Or we will always refer to the dictionary. But you know something? All these verbs, when they come in front of you, once they come, you will remember them. You won't forget, inshallah. Allah will make it easy on us, and we will always remember it.